For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Our lives are filled with yokes and burdens, obligations, duties, responsibilities, work, civic duties, church responsibilities, families. So often it can feel as if the pressures of life are just too much. If I have to sign one more check or answer one more phone call, I'm going to scream. It's those moments when we feel overwhelmed by the pressures of life that we welcome the comforts, the joys, the warm enclosing peace of family, of mother and father and brothers and sisters, yes, even brothers and sisters. We sometimes bicker and fight, but in the end, there is always the family to lean on. And that's our family, friends. Our family in the blood and our family in the faith. Mama, Uncle Dick, Aunt Diane, I'm going to talk to my fellow grandkids for a moment here. To my fellow grandkids and the great-grandkids. We had a great and wonderful, loving, supporting, praying, listening, empathizing, caring, self-giving, sweet grandmother in Lena Moon. We called her many things. Grandma, Granny, Grandmother, Mimi. But in everything, she was a strong anchor for our family. Someone to turn to with good news and bad news, sad news, joys, pains, fears, excitements. She was always there. She had always been there. To our parents, she was there during the hard, lean years of the Depression, sharecropping with Granddad in Delta County. During the Second World War, working as a Rosie the Riveter at North American, building aircraft for the war effort. During the many years that followed, raising a family, working hard everywhere. As a receptionist, as a secretary for shoe sales, and finally for the DISD for a quarter century. Taking care of Anne for more than 15 long years during her fight with multiple sclerosis. Through all of this and more, she was there, faithful, wise, constant. My yoke is easy, Jesus said, and my burden is light. Through all her life, she leaned heavily upon these words and words like this throughout Scripture. She had a little box with Scriptures written on them. And you could go and you could leaf through them and you could see the passages of the Word of God that spoke to her, that filled her with strength, with hope, with faith. She was a woman of deep faith. Jesus spoke these words of comfort and promise to her, just as he spoke them to the disciples when he called them and gave them the mission to carry the message of the good news to the people. They were going to face hardship, oppression, opposition, rejection, hard times, truly hard times. And yet Jesus promised them, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And Jesus promised her, our grandmother, our mother, Lena. God promised her in these words, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. As hard as her life was, as long as her life was, hers was a life yoked by the grace of God, where the burden was made very light by family and friends, by faith, by hope, by love. What an example we have in the life of Lena Moon, mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, aunt, friend, a life yoked by God's grace, by family, by love,
A life that she lived all her days, trusting in her Lord and Savior Jesus to see her through the good and the not so good. She loved us all very much. I can remember when I was really young, less than 10, my mom and dad had left my brother and myself at Mimi's because they were going to go somewhere, and Chuck had been teaching me. Sorry, Chuck, I'm going to use you. Chuck had been teaching me. He's used to this. Chuck had been teaching me some bad words, and I decided to try them out on Mimi and Ann. I wanted to find out how bad they were. And Ann looked surprised. But Mimi simply shook her head and said, "Now, Greg, those aren't nice words. And we're not going to talk like that. Be sweet." That was Mimi. Strong, loving, wise, patient with us. She had to be. She lived a very long life, a life of faith and tenacity, even in the face of hardship. Ann's battle with multiple sclerosis in the 70s and 80s, Granddad's death almost 41 years ago. Loneliness, the battle with memory and the body. She lived a long time and experienced much. And her faith and her love and the faith and the love of God saw her through it all. St. Paul the Apostle lived a long life, a life of faith, and a life of hardship. And when he was in prison, awaiting his own execution, he dictated a letter to Timothy, the second letter to Timothy, actually. And he said in that letter, "The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me on that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." The time of my departure is at hand. That's a nautical term. Uncle Dick, you love the sea. So do I. Paul was using a nautical, a navy term. It was a term that was used of a ship that had just come away from the pier and had cruised across the harbor, but had yet to go out into the open ocean. And when they would reach that point, when they were about to leave the harbor and go out into the open ocean, an officer on the deck would cry out, "The time of our departure is at hand." Paul used that phrase at the end of his life, facing his execution, knowing that all that had gone before, his entire ministry, the founding of churches, the writing of letters, his life prior to his conversion, all that had gone before had simply been a period of preparation for setting forth on the journey into eternity. He wrote those words knowing he was about to enter glory. And he said, "The time of my departure has come." Well, my friends, the time for our grandmother, great-grandmother, mother's departure has come. Lena's time has come. She's finished her cruise in the harbor of this life. She's rested in the yoke of our Lord and on the light burden that God had for her. She lived a full life, a long life of faith. And now the time of her departure has come to set out into the deep oceans of eternity. The one who tells us that his yoke is easy and his burden is light will travel with her now, just as he travels with us this day and every day. Whenever we would visit her, Mimi would always close a conversation in person or over the phone with the words, "Be sweet." One of the last times I had a conversation with her at the nursing home, I don't think she really knew who I was. And yet, as I was leaving, she said to me, "Be sweet." From someone who was always so incredibly sweet to us, from someone whose words of love and compassion and acceptance and welcome were always so strong and powerful. Those words, "Be sweet," are her benediction to us for our continued living, day to day, today and tomorrow, and into our own eternities. Be sweet. Be sweet, Mimi. You're sweet to us. Now you've called us to share your sweetness with others. Be sweet, Mimi. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, would you join me in prayer? Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the call that you give us in the example of Lena Moon to be sweet, to share your love with others, to express your love to all, to welcome all into the family. Bless us this day and always. Give us truly an understanding of your grace for our living. The grace that you gave to her, you give now to us. Bless us with your amazing grace this day, that as we sing and as we pray and as we fellowship together and celebrate the life of our grandmother, our mother, our aunt, our friend, we might truly be aware that she is at glory everlasting, celebrating with family and friends in the kingdom of God. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2010 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.